patient name, Samantha Sublett, S-U-B-L-E-T-T, date of birth 8/20/06, date of service 1/22/24. This is a 27-year-old female patient here, complaint of a cat bite on her left hand. It is an indoor cat. This happened yesterday. She has subsequent swelling and erythema to that left hand as well, period, in the paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 128/79, pulse 88, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98%, current weight 253. Allergies to Mucinex. Patient did have a recent tetanus booster as well. Current medication none, medical history, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, anxiety, surgical history, tubal and C-section, social history, occasionally will drink alcohol, socially, non-smoker, period, in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, mildly obese, soft, non-tender. Examination of that left hand is on the dorsal surface. You can easily see where the cat had a puncture wound. There is an approximate diameter of 3-inch erythema with some mild edema. Nothing looks ominous at this time. Period, a new paragraph. assessment and plan. Animal bite. Cat bite. Period, new paragraph. Patient will receive Rocephin 1 gram as an injection to be followed by Augmentin 875 BID times 7 days. Period, new paragraph. I have advised her that she needs to keep very close watch on this, and she will monitor this and then return to clinic or to the emergency room if she feels at any point that this is getting a bit worse. Patient verbalizes understanding. She'll return here or the ER if needed. Period. New paragraph. Next patient. George Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, date of birth 8/21/54, date of service 1/22/24. This is a 69-year-old male patient. Complaint of a rash on his right side of his torso. Complains of itching his body all over. There's no pain. He also complains of another itchy type rash at the top of his back. Period. New paragraph. Once again, no other issues. He hasn't been exposed to any new foods or clothing or fragrances or detergents. It is unknown cause at this point. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 135/70, 67, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 97%, current weight 183, allergies to penicillin, current medications all reviewed in the chart, medical history, diabetes, hypertension, depression, surgical history, he's got a stent placed. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's been reasonably well. He has changed his diet completely since he had that heart stent placed. He tells me he's feeling well. There is no chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. Carries on his everyday activities in normal form and fashion. Period. New paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Examination of the torso, he does have a hive-type reaction on the right side of his torso, approximately 3 to 4 inches in an oblong shape. There is no blistering. It does not look like the shingles. It is not painful or discomforting to touch. The main complaint he has is the itch. He has something similar at the center of his back, more toward the upwards area of the lower neck. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Urticaria. Atopic dermatitis. Patient will be given Atarax for the itch and a Medrol dose pack. We will also call in a steroid pack, steroid cream for him as well. That would be triamcinolone 0.1%, cream to be applied BID. I've gone over his plan of care. He'll return to clinic or call if needed.